AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
God bless America.
Thousands gathered for last night's candlelight vigil to remember the dead in the San Bernardino, California shooting attack. And the mayor promised this tragedy would not divide the city.
This tragedy will not paralyze us, keep us from moving forward or growing closer together.
Still unknown why county government worker Saeed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik opened fire on his co-workers' holiday party, killing 14 and injuring 21. Farouk attended the same mosque as Rahman Ali.
Always nice, smile on his face, good brother. He always happy, like I said. Never preached about anything wrong, about killing anything, about politics, never said anything about his work.
The FBI is investigating the shootings as a potential act of terrorism, but as yet, there is no definitive answer as to why the couple turned violent. Somebody was shot inside a Chicago-area Walmart last night. Witnesses say the gunman took off before police arrived. The wounded person was hospitalized with a gunshot wound to the shoulder. We don't have any other details at the moment. Germany's parliament has approved plans to help in the fight against the Islamic State group. It'll send military jets and more than 1,000 support personnel. We will get the November jobs report this morning. Jerry Bodlander has more on that.
There have been job gains of more than 200,000 in 6 of 10 months so far this year, with the most being the 271,000 jobs that were added in October. Analysts say today's report for November won't be as good, though they still expect another 200,000 jobs were added to the economy and that the unemployment rate stayed at 5%.
The Packers beat the Lions last night 27-23. This is AP Radio News. The former frontman for the Stone Temple Pilots is gone. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Scott Weiland is dead. His manager tells the Associated Press he learned of Weiland's death from his tour manager, but had no other details. Weiland's current band, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts, was to play at a Medina, Minnesota venue last night. The website shows the event is being canceled, but does not say why. Weiland was dogged by substance abuse problems throughout his career. Scott Weiland was 48. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Farmington, Maine, home of the earmuff, is having a parade in its honor this weekend. Farmington resident Chester Greenwood created the first pair of earmuffs in 1873. During tomorrow's parade, an earmuff flag will be raised at the courthouse. Earmuffs have to be part of every float in the parade. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.